Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Okay, let's go.
How many people,
for me?
Dude, male?
Oh man, I got one of those stacks right over there.
You know what's funny is Todd just mentioned this to me. He's like, how much junk mail? Actually, it was over the phone. He's in Florida. He's like,
yeah.
How much junk mail do we get? And I was like, oh man, so much. Because I immediately thought of my email. You know? Constant junk mail. And he goes, no, I'm talking about mail. And I was like, oh, I mean, well, I live at home, so I don't really see any of that shit.
You're like, it's kind of my parents' department.
Yeah. But I will tell you here, let's go through it. This reminds me of the Grinch when he's putting spam.
Yeah. I know. In Whoville.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Well, what do we have here? This is a to-do list that I've written and I must've left on the desk. And so my parents are so kind. They put it into my pile. Let's see. These are my to-dos. Okay. Flights, LA to St. George, St. George to Tampa. We got those flights booked. We're good.
All right.
I just got back from LA last night. I'll tell you guys what I was doing down there in just a moment. Here's the next one. Get camera stuff. Went to Best Buy this morning. Best Buy apparently doesn't open till 11. What?
Oh, dude. I have noticed so many hours, like things are not open. Like coffee shops here in Santa Cruz, not open until like 8.
What the fuck? It's not COVID.
I know.
It's like now they're just like, it kind of goes back to our conversation about poor customer service where they're like, yeah they need us. We don't need them.
There's been an uprising.
You know, it's just like all these businesses are like,
fuck them.
You know,
we've learned to live off the bare bones the last couple of years. Yeah. So
there's customers
we're not even
everywhere.
Be open full hours anymore.
You're like, hey, soon it's going to be like this. You can't even come inside. Just order it online.
I know. It's ridiculous. No, dude, I've been getting like the thing with the junk mail is like, aren't we supposed to be conserving?
No, sure.
I don't know. Conserving paper.
Well, that's the thing. Hey. Oh man. She's frozen. But will she come back to life? Will she come back to life? Come on. What is going on? Oh, man. All right, guys. I don't know what's going on. But looks like it's just you and me. Wow. Just kidding. I don't know what's going on. Gina's camera. She just texted me. I don't think I lost the connection because... it's like she hung up from this podcast and this video chat. She is texting me. Hopefully she's calling me now. So just give me 1 second. Hello?
I thought it was on your end. It's on my end.
Yeah. I'm still podcasting with you, but you're on the phone now.
Okay. My fucking internet went out again.
Damn it.
I thought it was you because you were frozen. I was like, you're frozen.
Dude, you were frozen too. You were frozen too. And I was just looking at you and I was like, all right, guys, Gina, I was actually doing this. I was going, hello.
Well,
okay, you guys, well, Gina's internet went out and if anyone that's listening to this happens to work in the Santa Cruz area and works with Comcast, you have the worst internet in that area. It's hands down the worst. And I don't feel bad saying it. And I bet people that work there, they know.
I seriously thought it was you. And then I look over and that fucking red blinking light just staring at me. I'm like, no.
You want to know something funny?
Yeah.
I'm talking to you on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm holding the phone to the microphone on my headphones. And there's no need for me to have, headphones on. I'm an idiot. All right. Well,
So do we just keep going?
Well, I'm leaning forward so they make sure they can hear you from the phone. And it's just, my face is filling up the entire frame of the, of the screen.
Well,
here's what we're going to do, guys. Actually, I'm going to say this, but after I say it, I'll hear if it's actually a good idea from Gina. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to continue this podcast later.
Okay.
Sometimes shit happens, you know?
Yeah. And you know what?
Sometimes you try to fly home from New Orleans and you get stuck in Dallas, Fort Worth because American Airlines is the absolute worst.
Well, and this is the thing. This just goes back again to that whole thing of like, okay, well, sorry, like no accountability, like, nope, you're just not going to have it. And you know why I'm really fucked now is because now in this digital age or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah.
I don't even have a house phone.
Nope.
Yeah. Like there's no landline.
Nope. I think we should get you a landline.
I think I need a landline. I mean, like, luckily my phone's working right now, but yeah, like I was thinking about it. I was like, oh man. If I don't have that, I'm screwed. I'm super screwed in a zombie apocalypse.
Hey, dude, watch this.
What? Oh, here we go.
All right.
Hi. So are we doing this?
All right, guys.
Hey guys.
Just
walking around my house.
Hey, we should just start doing our podcast like this because people. I saw a message asking like if you and I could. If we could have our faces side by side, in which we used to do that when we recorded it, not on Zoom, when we recorded it on. Yeah. And I'm seeing you.
Yeah.
I see you see me. I'm seeing you on the screen.
And I see you see me. Hi. Oh, I love you. Wait, which way should I turn?
You know.
I'm like, wow, she's really hot kisser.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. Okay, you guys. So this is just it's, you know, shit happens sometimes and it absolutely sucks.
I mean, we have to explain it to him now. Like, this is the thing. Brooke and I have very opposite schedules and she's busy from like what, tomorrow till Tuesday?
Yeah, because I have to drive. Well, yesterday I had to do a day trip to LA. Actually, this is what I was going to tell you guys. And I really hope the audio comes out good because I'm recording on my computer and I've got Gina turned up as loud as I can have her. And if not, we'll redo this. But I flew to LA in the morning. I had a very stressful week. I'll get into it later. Went to LA in the morning. I was down there for the day doing a costume fitting.
I know. Can you tell everybody what it's for?
I actually can't tell you what it's for, but what I can tell you is that, well, here's the funny part. I can't tell you what it's for because I don't even really know.
Okay, that's a good sign.
Yeah, I know nothing. I know that it's I know that it's going to be on Netflix.
Oh, that's exciting.
And I know that I'm like the lowest of the totem pole, and that's okay. And it's just a 2-day shoot. It's nothing crazy. You know, I'm not some main character. You guys will probably have to like try really hard to find me in the scene that I'm in, but my costume is going to be pretty cool. Anyways, I went to LA. I got back super late last night. I got in bed at 1:45 in the morning. And then tomorrow, me and Jacob and Sunny Hutton are driving to Salt Lake in the morning to pick up our winners from our last our transformation challenge, because we are running a Spartan race on Sunday.
Oh my God, how fun.
I've never run a Spartan race before. So we're running a Spartan race on Sunday. So we go up tomorrow, pick them up from the airport, go to sleep because we have to be at the venue at 7 a.m., run the race. And then I have to go back to the airport to fly to LA to shoot Monday morning and Tuesday, and then fly back home on the 13th. And then on the 15th, I'm flying to Florida.
Oh my gosh.
And here's the thing, you know, I know you hear that schedule and you probably feel like I do, like, wow, that's way too much. That's true. The filming stuff was actually supposed to be in June, and it's just been pushed a lot. So now we're in July. So I completely out of my control. And
so of course it all just fell around the same time.
Yeah. And I'm going to Florida because it's Todd's birthday on the 29th, which my mom has already let me know. She's pretty pissed because Todd's birthday is the 29th. And so is my brother's girlfriend. Her, Todd, and my mom all have the same birthday. And she was like, I am not happy. She's like, I am not happy.
Wait, they all three have the same birthday?
Yeah, July 29th.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going out there, but then my birthday is August 10th. So
yes.
I'm coming back early August. And what else? Well, I don't know. I mean, you know what, guys? What we're going to do is we are going to use all of this that we filmed, and hopefully the audio turns out okay. But what we're going to do is we're going to say goodbye for now, and then we're just going to tune back in maybe for a short period of time later tonight and go over some of the stuff we were going to chat about today. And fingers crossed that Gina's internet comes back on.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Think about how much time you spend at home. Does your home really make you feel great? If not, it's time to change it. Now picture yourself coming home, seeing beautiful new furniture from Jordan's. Eating out or a vacation, those things just come and go. But walking into your room and loving what you see, you'll enjoy that every day. Right now, come to Jordan's Furniture and get 15% off everything or get up to 60 months with no interest.
Call 1-866-245-4722 for financing details. Restrictions apply. Subject to credit approval.
Hi.
Oh my goodness. Hi.
Oh, hey, ho, ho, wee, hoo. Hey guys, so this episode is going to be a shit show because I ran out of internet yesterday. I don't know how this is going to work. I'm going to splice this one together because we don't have a lot of time this morning either.
Nope, because here's what's going on.
What's going on, girl?
Well, okay. without really getting into it, because we don't got time for it.
Yeah.
I got 3 hours of sleep last night.
Nice.
Yep, feeling good.
Yeah. Yes.
I went running this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I
very ambitious.
Because I'm running a Spartan race tomorrow.
I know. So I'm sure like probably all of our listeners know. I feel like I'm the only person that doesn't really understand what a Spartan race is compared to other races.
So it's like a tough mutter. I mean, people that do Spartans are probably like, no, it's not.
Yeah. No. It's outside, like
outside, it has obstacles and our group, I think they have like,
that was such a dumb thing to say. So it's outside. I'm so stupid.
I'm like watching for Jake. Like
most races are outside. Okay.
Oh yeah. I guess they do indoor stuff.
I mean, let's be honest.
So it's outside.
Okay.
Okay. It's outside. It is, there's obstacles. And this is my very first one. So I'm very novice. So I can't even really explain it. So our next podcast, I'll really be able to break it down for you.
Okay.
But there's obstacles. And I think there's different distances. Like they have different groups and you sign up under different things. So we're doing, ours is a 10K. Woo!
Oh, wow.
You know, I've been running like a couple miles.
Oh, wow. So I think I did one of these like years ago. It might've been like a Spartan type race. Cause it's the same thing it had, but ours was a 3K.
Okay.
And it was like, but it was weird. It was like, you had to like crawl over like, cars.
Okay.
And then go under barbed wire and like things that were lit on fire. So maybe it was a Spartan race.
It was either Spartan or Tough Mudder. I mean, they both wasn't, from what I understand, they're pretty similar. And then you have like OCR races, obstacle course races. So I don't know. It's a whole,
like where you have to go over a wall or something.
It's like
that.
A whole racing industry that I've never done. Oh boy. My extension's like
hanging. Just don't feel for it.
Yeah, that's gonna be hard. You know me so well. Don't feel for it. I'm always like this, like
I know.
Where is it? Oh God.
I'm just looking for one. Just looking for something bad to happen.
Oh yeah. So okay. I went running. I am disgusting because I haven't showered since going running.
Okay. Well, you look good for being disgusting.
Just did my hair. So it's the best that I could.
Okay.
Then I went to Best Buy yesterday because we're vlogging and I needed some, I have two GoPros. So I'm going to take them so we can take them on the race with, some of the members that are coming with us that won our challenge that we brought out for the Spartan race. And I went to Best Buy cause I needed to get some new attachments. Got them this morning. I was kind of putting everything into my backpack and was going through the new attachments and realized that I got like the thing you can hold, like a handheld one. I got one that you can actually suction cup. I thought it'd be cool to suction cup it like in my truck while we're driving. Right. Mm-hmm. Except that I'm missing the piece that attaches to the camera that attaches to the piece. So
oh no. What a racket. It should just come with it. I mean, yeah. I guess all cameras are different. So maybe that makes sense. I think it's a racket.
So I'm gonna have to try and hit up a Best Buy again. I got my camera stuff put together. I had to pack. Here's the caveat here. We drive caveat. Today. Oh yeah. Because I'm not just packing for the race. We drive up today, pick up our winners, and then we have to be at the venue tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. because we're meeting up with Spartan and we're actually outfitting the winners with Spartan. So we have that, we race, and then I go to the airport tomorrow night in Salt Lake and I fly to LA tomorrow night.
To
be on set to film. I film Monday, Tuesday. It could be one scene. It could be two scenes. Not necessarily sure. So I had to pack stuff and I don't really need a lot of different clothes, but I needed a lot of I needed workout clothes. I needed pajamas. And then I needed, things to wear to and from shooting every day.
Yeah.
And then I fly back home on Wednesday.
Nice.
I got 3 hours of sleep.
I'm sorry, babe.
I have a 4-hour drive, but it's funny.
Are you driving?
Yeah. So I'm going to drive. Jake and Sunny are coming here. If you guys don't know Jacob Hutton, Sunny Hutton, they are Jacob is my business partner. Sunny is the backbone of Naked Training. She's the best. And
why don't you make one of them drive?
Well,
cause you like to drive.
It's my truck.
I know.
You know what I mean? I don't think, well, hear me out. Okay. One, it's my truck. I don't really like, if I'm in the car, I'm going to drive my truck. Cause otherwise I'm gonna be like, what are you doing? I'm gonna think, I won't say that. I won't be audible, but I'll be,
you're going to be,
I'll be watching. No, you're audible. You voice. I would just be in the front seat. Like,
oh, you'd silently judge instead of just everything come out.
Not really judge. I'd probably have, okay. Let's be real. You guys, I got a lot of conversations that go on in my head. So I'd probably be like, I'd probably see something and be like, I would have wanted to do it differently. And then as soon as I thought like, oh, I would have done that differently. Then I would think like, okay, calm down. So I'd be controlling,
right?
Micromanaging myself while also micromanaging everyone else in my head.
In your head.
Yes.
Well, you're probably a lot more pleasant to drive with than I am. So.
Oh, not necessarily. Remember when me and you have been driving around and.
I'm pretty bad.
Remember that time we were driving around and we had been traveling a lot and, we may have been hungover and
maybe
we were driving and we looked at each other. We were like, we are driving like complete assholes. Like someone else drive.
We should not be behind the wheel.
Like we might be the ones that normally I would be irritated with, like go the speed limit. We're like, I'm like 5 under. Trying to
just hanging at stoplights.
Yeah.
Yeah. That person.
Oh my gosh. But that is what my day is going to be like. And it will be fun from me trying to hustle all morning to this point, trying to make sure I have everything. My heart, my blood pressure is really high right now, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's like, everyone's listening. Like, I think we can tell, Brooke, you're talking very fast. Calm down. Are you shaking? A little.
It'll all work out. It'll all work out.
But yeah, you guys, bummer that the internet in Santa Cruz, Comcast,
shite.
There's when I lived there, because you live there still.
Yeah.
So many problems all the time, like pretty regularly, like too regularly.
It's just this area though. And it's not like I even like live in like the deep woods or anything. You didn't either.
No.
But like, I feel like we're just like off the grid enough to where they're like, they don't matter.
And then you'd probably be like, when was the last time you updated any of the equipment out here? They're like, well, never.
Right.
Why?
Yeah.
People who live out there don't use internet.
We don't matter. We don't matter.
But that's,
nobody cares about us.
That's what I got going on today.
Yeah. Again, I think we just wanted to apologize for this episode. It's a lot of us just babbling, not really about anything.
Well, believe it or not, when we started the episode yesterday, it would have, like you guys know, because you're longtime listeners, it would have gone somewhere great.
It would have. It didn't.
And if you're watching the video, it kind of did. And that's only if my computer, which is so funny because my computer, my laptop is so much newer than Gina's.
It is.
And there's been...
Doesn't like
after,
to record.
After a while, it just stopped recording my video and would only record Gina's video. So now...
Yeah. And then,
trolling, like making sure we get our video recorded, downloaded, uploaded, et cetera. And because hers went out yesterday, and if you guys do remember, of course you did, because it's the same fucking episode. I am such an idiot.
Same, babe.
Of course you do, guys. You're actually listening to this.
Are you running a race outside?
I'm losing it.
It's okay.
Believe it or not, I've had one cup of coffee. It's not like I've had a pot, and it was leftover. So, I mean, maybe because it sat and marinated in the coffee pot.
I'm a big fan of leftover coffee.
Yeah, and my mom, we have like one of those coffee pots that's like sealed up pretty tight.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I don't even care if it's sealed.
Oh, you like the ones at the hardware store that still has granules in it. Yes. You like to chew it.
I do. I like crystals.
My dad likes to chew his too.
Yeah, some coffee crystals.
Yeah, some good old Folgers.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, thank you for bearing with us for this one. We love you. We appreciate you. If you would like us to answer any questions or have some topics that you would like us to talk about, please email us at betweentherips@gmail.com. And
wait,
okay.
I haven't told Gina this yet.
Oh,
but we do. I haven't set it up yet, but it is a for sure a guest we're going to have on the podcast. So like a year, how long ago? Maybe a year and a half ago. I worked, I guess, as a consult to a couple filmmakers that are from Northern Utah, and they're big in, you know, do a lot of indie films that you submit to film festivals, et cetera. And they were writing a script that had to do with a storyline where it's within a CrossFit gym. And it's a story about this woman, this girl, this woman. And it's like she's got personal stuff going on that's really kind of breaking her down mentally. And it's happening right at the same moment as she is trying to compete in something that's very important to her. And so they reached out to me to see if I could consult them, read the script, do some talking back and forth, like a meeting with them to discuss how real it was, help them change certain things, help them understand what that feels like to be a high level, you know, just be a CrossFit competitor where you have put all of your time, all your effort, years into your craft, and how that really does take a toll on you mentally and physically. And so I did this project with them, and they're actually the film is over. It's complete. It's not over. It's complete. And they're going to be premiering it at the CrossFit Games. But I am going to have the writer and director. We'll have them on the podcast.
Cool.
Yeah. We'll have them on the podcast and let them talk about, you know, what they do, and then really let them talk about this specific film. I think it'll be really cool for them and me, I guess, to get the word out.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
Oh, I look forward to that.
So I'm kind of happy that our podcast yesterday got a little, you know, funky, because I got my gears turning and I was like,
Idea. Light bulb.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool. I look forward to that.
Yes. You guys, thank you so much for, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you made it to the end of it, what? We appreciate you.
That should be a standing ovation.
I am going to go get all my stuff.
You got to go.
Put it in my truck. Jake and Sunny are going to be here. And we got to drive. We got to drive straight to the Salt Lake Airport, which is going to be about four and a half hours.
Will you drive safely?
Yeah, to pick up our
on your 3 hours of sleep. Very cool.
Oh, and any of you that are concerned about me driving on 3 hours of sleep, no need to be concerned.
Oh, she's an expert.
I am an expert. And I actually have way too much energy in the morning. I texted Todd because I let him know this morning, like, I don't sleep a lot. And I've really been trying to implement new things into my routine to try and solve the problem. Really. I'm not trying to like go from sleeping, you know, off and on 5 hours, 7 hours. I'm not trying to get to like 8 or 9 hours. I'm just trying to be able to fall asleep, stay asleep and get a good night's rest. And that's very difficult. Not because I'm literally doing so many things to try and create that for myself, but it's been difficult. And I told Todd, I went out on my run and I had texted him and I said, it would blow your mind how much energy I have right now. And I said, but I guarantee it won't last past 1 o'clock. It'll hit one and I'll be like,
battery low.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you get going. I love you. We love you guys.
Oh yeah. We love you so much.
Yes. And so thank you for listening and don't forget to you go.
Okay. Rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll see you guys next, or talk to you guys next week.
Yeah.
Maybe see you.
I'll see you. Yeah.
All right. So stupid.
You're stupid.
You're stupid.
Hey, have a great Saturday. And those of you guys that are listening to this, have a great whatever day it is that you're listening to this on.
All right.
Love you.
Guys. All right.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. a great place to work, an even better place to live. Exploreminnesota.com/live.